Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of To The Girl Who Podcast. I'm really excited because today we are actually recording the night before the blog's third birthday, and it's just a really exciting time for me to have just seen this little like brainchild of mine grow so much over the past 3 years. So I kind of just want to talk about that and just kind of, you know, talk about where we started, see where we're at right now, and all the fun stuff in between and the not fun stuff in between. So right now I am baking a cake because I wanted to do a cute little photo shoot for the blog's third birthday. And I knew I put too much cake batter in this like circle, tin container, and it is currently exploding in my oven. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm cleaning it up. Don't even worry about it. But I mean, isn't that life? Like, it's just, it's messy sometimes, but you just got to roll with it because what am I going to do? Take it out. I don't have any more cake mix. So do I ruin the cake or do I just let it kind of blow up and then make it pretty still? So yeah, that honestly encompasses To The Girl Who. I feel like that encompasses me as a person. And life does get messy sometimes, and we don't always know how to respond and react, but we might as well just take it one step at a time. So here we are. So over the past 3 years now, a lot has happened with To The Girl Who. I have always loved writing, and I've always wanted to help people in some capacity. And so I thought, what better way to do that than put those two things together? And that's exactly what I did. And 3 years later, we're here. We have 85 published posts, which is insane to me because I'm a single person. And yes, it's not every single week because life happens and we don't always have time to sit down and write a blog post and make graphics and run the social media accounts and everything, because it's a lot of work for one person who's also in school and also now having a job and all that stuff. But 85 different life lessons that I've learned. It's honestly wild to me. I mean, looking back at the very beginning, as I scroll through the website, it starts with To The Girl Who's Opening This Blog Post. Pretty self-explanatory there. And then, you know, it just goes a little bit at a time about all these different things, being in control, not liking what you see in the mirror, people who only know self-dependence, to the girl who claims she doesn't like kids, to the girl who feels invisible, to the girl who is letting God lead. You know, there's so many, I mean, literally so many different life lessons that I've learned over the past 3 years that I've gotten to share with you guys. And it's been the most incredible experience because not only am I doing this to hopefully help and encourage other people, but I'm also doing it for myself. It's a very like self-reflective way of learning who I am and where I am in life and where I'm going. And it's, I'm the type who loves to be very like self-aware. And I'm also the type who likes to be self-dependent. And those two things put together, you know, it creates a very big type A personality. I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, if anyone cares. And I'm the achiever. I always want to do the best and, you know, prove that I'm worth everything, prove that I'm worth love, prove that I'm worth the like encouragement that I receive and everything. So I'm constantly trying to better myself. And so I really am really big on reflecting, and you know, I journal a lot, and writing these blogs every week gives me just a little bit of time to sit down and really think, what am I going through right now and how could this help someone else? And I absolutely love it. To me, it's this thing I get to do where I get to express how I'm feeling, and I don't care if one person reads it, if no one reads it, or if 300 people read it or more. You know, it's something that's for me and for others. But it doesn't matter to me if someone reads it. You know, it's not that I'm writing this because I want to become an influencer. I mean, that'd be cool for sure, but that's not the goal. The goal is to encourage others and let them know they're not alone. And that's always been my philosophy. And like my mission in life is just to make somebody feel better about themselves or about the space that they're in. So, yeah, I mean, that's how To the Girl Who started. You know, I can vividly remember back to sitting in my dorm room as a freshman in college and just sitting at my desk and wanting to do something that's going to be a change for the better. I think as a type A personality, I have this want inside of me to always do more. And it's like, I can't just stop and like appreciate things, which I'm definitely working on. But I remember sitting at my desk as a freshman in college and, you know, thinking to myself, how can what I love to do be for good? And that's how To the Girl Who Was born. I think as, what was I, 19 when I started writing the blog, it was a lot of things about, you know, being in a sorority and being a college kid and how to deal with life and all that stuff. And then it morphed into, well, how do I deal with relationships? And now COVID hit and we live in a pandemic, and how am I going to be my own independent human being while also living at home because COVID has screwed everything up? And then it turns into, how do I manage friendships and relationships when I don't feel like I'm in control and that's something I really desire? And then it turned into, you know, kind of where I am now, where this new season and adjusting and not knowing exactly what I'm supposed to do with life and how I'm supposed to be a 22-year-old in today's society. It's an interesting combination of things, but as I sat there in that dorm room starting To the Girl Who, I knew it was going to be a passion project of life, and it wasn't going to be something that I was going to just start for a little bit and then let go of. When I was in college, I mean, I every Tuesday at 11 a.m., it was posting 24/7. And that was before I really got anything into it, and I didn't have a social media account for it or anything. And so it was really just me putting it out there on WordPress and my personal Facebook account and just hoping like my mom's friends would read it. And now 3 years later, we have an Instagram account, and while it's still small, that's okay. I'd rather have a, you know, really important to me population who actually wants to read and hear what I have to say, not just people who, you know, want to follow me because they like would feel bad otherwise. But I'm making content continually and doing it for not only the people who read it and listen and see it, but also for myself. And it's just, it's an amazing difference of how far To the Girl Who has come. But it's also an incredible difference of who I've become over the past 3 years. And, you know, I didn't know who I was going to be 3 years ago. Looking back where I am right now, like in the seat that I'm in at the moment, I don't think I am the person that I thought I was going to be, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing in any capacity. I had a lot of dreams for myself going into college as a freshman in college. I had a lot of goals that looking back are literally so unimportant, and just so of this world and materialistic, and, you know, just a popularity contest over what is your heart. And I'm in a different place I am in than I thought I would be in. I have different friends than I thought I would, and I'm just in a different season of life than I thought I would be, honestly. I mean, I genuinely thought that leaving college I would be like in a relationship, possibly engaged, which is actually hilarious because I'm glad I'm not. I really like where I am right now. But I thought I would just be living a different life than I am. I didn't think I'd be back in my hometown. I didn't think, just a lot of things. I mean, there's just so many different parts of the past 3 years that have shaped me into the person I am, which I honestly would not take any of it back for, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. It all has been used to show me who I am and who I'm called to be, and what type of person I'm called to be. You know, in the hard times, it's easy to respond with hate or anger, and in the good times, it's easy to respond with joy. But what about those in between times? And it's, there's no guidebook on how to go through college, or I mean, actually there is, there definitely is tons probably, but there's, for me, there was no guidebook going through college in a Southern state school, being a follower of Christ and, you know, wanting to hold my morals and values up to the highest standards that I know I hold for myself, while also making friends and wanting to go out and wanting to have fun and also wanting to like thrive academically and graduate in 3.5 years like I did. And so there's just a ton of things that have happened over the past 3 years that while I may not be the person that I thought I was going to be, I'm so glad for the person that I've become. And I genuinely like, I'm so proud of who I am. And, I wrote a little, I don't know what you'd call it, a little, I guess it's like, it's a letter to myself, that I wrote once I got home from study abroad, either in early January or really late December. I could like go back and look at the date, but I don't think it's super important. And I wanted to put it somewhere on either my social media or something, because it, to me, perfectly encapsulates what I would say to myself if I could go back and talk to myself over the past 3 years. So I think this is the perfect way to put it out there, and I'm going to just read it to you guys. And then maybe you'll learn a little bit about me, a little bit more. So, dear College Peyton, you have come so far. I'm so proud of the woman you have become. I'm so proud of you for making it here. The road was anything but easy, but here you are on the other side, standing strong in yourself. While the academic side of the last 3.5 years never seemed to be the most challenging part, college life isn't all that you thought it would be. That little bucket list you had from freshman year never really came to actualization. You never attended a frat formal, you were never a sweetheart, and you didn't leave college with the love of your life on your arm. Things don't always turn out as they plan, do they? Freshman year, you were a dreamer. You had big plans for what you thought college was going to entail. You excelled in classes, danced in frat basements, joined a sorority, made new friends, and lost some too. You said, "I love you," for the first time, and your optimism shined so brightly. You grew closer to God like you never imagined, learning how to be a college student at a Southern state school while holding your faith, morals, and values close to your heart at all times. You were a force to be reckoned with, and the storms did come, but you held firm. Sophomore year, you became comfortable in where you were. Your voice began to be heard. You joined exec, signed a lease on a house, found lifelong best friends, and began to feel a sense of rhythm in life. You felt hopeful for the beginning of each day, waking up with an overwhelming contentment. You experienced uncertainty, moving home due to a pandemic, cutting short the college dream you had heard so much about. You spent hours on Zooms, days filled with headaches and heartbreaks. Learning how to be a 20-year-old living at home was not part of your plan, but you rolled with the punches. Junior year. Well, it was nothing like you expected. It was bumpy, uncertain, and possibly some of the darkest days of your life. But it was also filled with laughter, hugs, mornings spent on the couch in prayer with roommates, spontaneous trips, and weekly sonic runs, while learning to be still and enjoy the present. You took every moment as a gift from God, knowing that the bad days would turn into lessons and the good ones would be remembered forever. You learned how to forgive, you learned how to love again, and you learned how to stand firm in yourself. Senior year, the experience you never thought would come. Living life abroad for 3.5 months, waking up every day feeling like you're in a dream. A whole new world was right outside your front door, and it was yours for the taking. It wasn't the senior experience that you were expecting, but I could not imagine a better way to finish it off. You learned true independence, reliability, and laughed like never before. It was truly the best of times. I'm so thankful for every experience that has shaped that 18-year-old girl into the 22-year-old woman I am today. It is the good, the bad, and the ugly that makes life worth living. And while I never expected my college experience to be composed of 3.5 years of laughter, joy, worship, breakups, breakthroughs, and new beginnings, I would not take a second of it back. This is the story I was supposed to tell. These are the exact experiences I was supposed to live in order to shape me into the woman I am today. So thank you, college. While you are definitely not the best 4 years of my life every 40-something claims you're supposed to be, you're exactly what I needed you to be. Here's on to bigger and better, but may we never forget the experiences that got us to the places we are today. So much love, Peyton. It's hard reading that, because as I go through each little paragraph of each college experience, it's like reliving those years. And I know people might be thinking like, Peyton, you literally just got out of college, but a lot happens, in college, and you learn a lot about yourself and about others. And, you know, I learned a ton, especially being in COVID school. It's a very interesting time that not a lot of people can relate to. And it definitely was a challenge. And, you know, college, I think, gets this stigma around it that it's the best 4 years of your life. And if you don't live it up, then you're like going to regret it and all this stuff. And I can honestly say I didn't have the opportunity to do that like most people do. COVID really did make it a little bit harder for sure. But as annoying as it was to be going to school during the middle of a pandemic and being stuck at home and not being able to go to an in-person class, it taught me a lot about people and about who I am and who I want to be and who I want to surround myself with. And honestly, in these formational years of your life, you know, college is like when you learn who you truly are and who you want to be. As hard as some days were and as amazing as some days were, I genuinely am so grateful for every single experience that I got to have. I mean, I could literally think for days upon days and go back and look at Snapchats, like memories and things like that of all these fun things and then, you know, all these not fun things. The past 3 years, and I'll say 3.5, because even though To the Girl Who was started when I was halfway through the year, not the year, but well, yeah, my freshman year of college, the past 3.5 years have really been a time of learning who I am. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the messes and the successes and the trials and tribulations and all those things and the heartbreaks and, you know, the breakthroughs and all that, because how would I become a well-rounded person without the good and the bad? How do any of us become well-rounded people without having experienced both sides of things? And so To the Girl Who's just getting started. I mean, while the podcast isn't always on time and things like that, you know, I am so grateful to have had the past 3 years to build the foundation of To the Girl Who on. And I can't wait to see where it goes. I am really hopeful and just have my heart set on continuing this throughout who knows how long, hopefully a long time. Because I think every day is a new learning experience and every day is a new opportunity to learn something new about yourself and about others. And every day is a new opportunity to love somebody, even if it doesn't feel like they deserve it. We're called to love and to be there for each other. And so that's exactly what I encourage you to go do. So Yeah, let's recap. The past 3 years have been completely amazing and hard at the same time, as it always is, as life is. It wouldn't take a single part of it back, and I hope you don't either. And I hope as we continue this journey together that we continue to go through seasons in life that you just know there are always going to be a group of people rallied behind you in every hard place and every victory in life. So have an amazing, amazing weekend. Everybody, wish to the girl who happy third birthday for me. And tell your friends, send them a podcast, send them a link to the website, www.tothegirlwho.com. I'm going to plug it because this is literally my podcast. And I'll see y'all when I see ya. Not going to say next week. I know there'll be a new blog, but I'm not sure if there's going to be a podcast, if I'm being honest. So I'll see you when I see ya, but make sure you subscribe to the blog and keep up on our Instagram. I think it's at tothegirlwho.blog. I genuinely don't know. That's something I definitely should know. But I love you guys and I appreciate you so much. So just keep going out there. Keep continuing to love people around you. And just choose the good. We'll talk to you soon.